Welcome to this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson on building a sub-pressure jungle dub siren arrangement. Today we're not just making a cool siren sound, we're making that siren live inside a proper drum and bass arrangement, where the break, the sub, and the lead all know their job. The vibe is dark, pressure heavy, a little warehouse, a little sound system, and all about tension and release. The big idea for this lesson is simple. The siren should enhance the pressure, not compete with it. So we're going to think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. We'll build the drums first, shape a heavy, but clean siren, then automate it so it feels like it's calling out over the groove instead of sitting on top of it the whole time. Let's start by setting up the project. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set your tempo somewhere around 172 BPM. That's a sweet spot for this kind of jungle and rolling DNB feel. If you want it a touch more aggressive, you can push it to 174. Keep the time signature at 4/4, and if you're importing breaks, make sure warp is behaving properly. While you're writing, the metronome can help, but once the groove starts to lock in, don't be afraid to turn it off if it starts to distract you. Now, before the siren goes anywhere near the track, build the drum foundation. In this style, the drums carry a lot of the momentum, so the siren has to work with that energy, not against it. Load up a break loop, or build one from one shots if that's your style. Amen. Think, funky ghost note breaks, chopped swung loops, all of that territory works well here. The important thing is that the break feels alive. The more repetitive the drum loop is, the more intentional your siren phrasing needs to be. For processing, start with an EQ8 on the break. Gently high pass around 30 to 40 Hz so the extreme sub rumble stays out of the way. If the break feels muddy, look around 200 to 350 Hz and trim some of that low mid clutter. Then try drum bus for a bit of drive and crunch. Keep it tasteful. You want aggression, not a flattened out brick. A little glue compressor after that can help the break feel cohesive, and a touch of saturator with soft clip on can give you extra edge. The goal at this stage is a drum bed that feels punchy, alive, and ready to support a lead without getting swallowed by it. Now let's build the dub siren itself. There are a few ways to do this in Ableton, but a really solid starting point is Waveedable. Keep the core sound simple. A sine or triangle oscillator is a great place to start, because a dub siren doesn't need a complex harmonic stack to be effective. In fact, the simpler the core, the easier it is to shape with movement. If you want a more old-school flavor, analog works too. Use a saw or triangle and keep the patch fairly pure. Either way, the important thing is that the sound has a clean core and then gets attitude from automation, modulation, and a little controlled grit. A good siren chain might look like this. Instrument first, then saturator, then autofilter, then echo, then reverb, then EQ8. The saturator adds harmonics so the siren can cut through on smaller speakers. The autofilter gives you movement. Echo gives you that dub-style space. Reverb adds distance, but don't overdo it. Then EQ8 cleans up the low end and any harshness. Here is a key mix rule: high pass the siren somewhere around 150 to 250 Hz. You do not want the siren competing with the sub bass. If it feels too thin after that, don't just boost lows. Add harmonics instead. That's how you keep it feeling heavy without making the low end messy. And watch the mid-range too. Dub sirens can get nasty around 700 Hz up to about 3000 Hz. If the track starts sounding nasal or shouty, shape that area before you reach for more volume. Sometimes a tiny cut there makes the whole mix feel bigger. Now let's program the siren pattern. Think in short phrases. A really effective move is to write a two-bar idea, and then repeat it with some variation. For example, one short call in bar 1, then a longer rising or falling response in bar 2, or a sharp stab followed by a sustained note that bends in pitch. The point is to make it feel conversational. In DNB, the siren works best when it behaves like a pressure cue. It's not always the melody. Sometimes it's the signal that something is about to happen. Try placing hits on the offbeats, or just after a snare, or right before a bar change. A siren hit after the snare can feel like an answer. A siren hit before the downbeat can feel like a warning. Also, don't overquantize everything. A little looseness on the siren staves can make the whole thing feel more dubwise and human, especially if the drums and bass are fairly rigid. That contrast can be really musical. Now we get to the part that makes the whole track come alive: automation. If the siren just sits there, it becomes background noise. If it evolves, it becomes a feature of the arrangement. Automate the filter cutoff, pitch, delay feedback, reverb send, volume, and distortion drive. You do not need all of those moving constantly, but you do want motion across the phrase and across the section. A useful way to think about it is in three layers. First, micro movement, subtle cutoff changes and tiny pitch drift. Second, phrase movement. Every two or four bars, make the siren more intense or more open. Third, section movement, more delay and reverb in the intro, then tighter and drier in the drop. For example, in a four-bar build, you might start with the cutoff fairly closed in bar 1, open it a bit in bar 2, add a little pitch rise in bar 3, then increase delay feedback in bar 4 right before cutting it off for the drop. That kind of shape creates tension without needing a huge amount of layers. Now let's make the siren and drums talk to each other. A strong jungle arrangement feels like call and response. The siren should answer the break, not just sit over it. Let it fill the space after a snare hit. Let it stretch across a gap in the drums. Let it get chopped off just when it feels like it's going somewhere. That interruption is part of the energy. One really effective trick is to mute the siren for a bar right before a drop, then bring it back, with a filter open or a quick pitch rise. That contrast makes the return feel way heavier. Silence is a massive arrangement tool in DNB. If everything is always playing, nothing feels big. Now bring in the sub. Use a clean sign or filter triangle, and keep it mono. Operator is a great choice for this. The sub should be the foundation, the pressure, the floor moving underneath everything. The siren is the character, the accent, the signal. They should not be fighting for the same space. If you want a rolling mid-bass layer as well, that's fine, but keep its role clear. Use saturation, EQ, and maybe a little compression or sidechain if needed. The bass should feel like movement and weight. The siren should feel like tension and identity. This is where arrangement choices matter. A lot. Let's sketch a practical 16-bar structure. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it filtered, sparse and moody. Maybe just a break fragment, atmospherics, and short-distance siren phrases. Use more delay and reverb here so it feels like it's coming from far away. Bars 5 to 8. Bring the drums in more fully and start hinting at the bass. Let the siren become more rhythmic. Open the cutoff a bit and make the phrasing more confident. Bars 9 to 12. This is your drop. Full drums, full sub, and the siren gets a little more controlled so the groove can land. Use shorter responses and chopped phrases. Let the rhythm speak. Bars 13 to 16. Variation time. Add a fill, a reverse effect, an octave jump, or a short silence before the last bar. Maybe drop one drum element for a moment so the siren feels bigger when it returns. End with a delay throw, if you want that classic dub tail. And remember, subtraction is power. You do not need to add more and more for energy to rise. Sometimes pulling the bass out for a beat, cutting the hats for a moment, or dropping the reverb in the main section makes everything hit harder. That's one of the big secrets here. The intro can be wider, wetter, and more atmospheric, but the drop should often be drier and more direct. A lot of producers do the opposite, but if you keep the intro huge and then strip the drop back, the impact feels much stronger. A few pro moves before we wrap up. If you want more physical pressure, add harmonics instead of just EQ boost. Saturator and roar are both great for that. If your delay return starts getting messy, filter it with EQ 8 after the echo and high pass around 200 hc. If you want a one-shot throw, print a wetter, wider, more distorted version of the siren and use it only at the end of a phrase. That makes the main siren feel stronger by contrast. Also, try printing some automation throws instead of automating everything all the time. A sudden delay burst at the end of a phrase can feel much more intentional than constant echo. It gives the track that heavyweight, edited feel. For your practice goal, try building a 12-bar section at 172 BPM using only one break, one sub, one siren, and one transition effect, with only stock Ableton devices. Make a filtered intro, bring in the drums and sub at bar 5, use 2-bar call and response phrasing, automate filter cutoff, delay feedback, and siren volume, and create one silence moment before the final bar. If it feels good soloed but not in context, lower the siren and strengthen the drum and bass relationship. So the takeaway is this. Design the siren simply, arrange it intentionally, and let space do some of the work. The break carries the momentum, the sub carries the weight, and the siren carries the identity. Keep the siren as a signal, not a constant flood, and your jungle arrangement will hit way harder. If you want, I can turn this into a bar-by-bar voiceover with exact timing cues, or I can make a second script focused only on sound design for the dub siren patch.